grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up the wills of all who look to you, Lord God, and strengthen our faith in your coming, that, transformed by grace, we may walk in your way through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
A reading from Isaiah. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be open, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 146 responsively. Happy are those who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose hope is in the Lord their God,
who
gives justice to those who are oppressed and food to those who are hungry. The Lord sets the captive free.
The Lord opens the eyes of the blind.
The Lord cares for the stranger. The Lord sustains the orphan and widow, but frustrates the way of the wicked.
The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from James. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When John, in prison, heard what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, The dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me. As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in the royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way before you." Truly, I tell you, among those born of woman, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The Gospel of the Lord. Picture that iconic scene from The Wizard of Oz. Dorothy has endured all of the dangers and fears along the yellow brick road, and she has lived to sing about lions and tigers and bears. Oh my! She has believed in the promise that she would receive help from the wizard. And then she pulls back the curtain and sees a befuddled, confused old man. Her expectations were dashed to pieces. Disappointment is too weak of a word. Dorothy thought that she would find her home, her salvation, and all she found was this befuddled, rather helpless person. Have you ever had a Wizard of Oz moment when your expectations, maybe of a bicycle in a package this big, when your expectations are dashed? Maybe you turn on the evening news and you hear that a beloved teacher or coach has been arrested with his back room full of child pornography. Or you realize some great weakness in a person that you had considered strong. It may come in the confession of a trusted political figure hanging his head, resigning under a cloud of scandal. Just like Dorothy pulled back that curtain, we don't want to see or hear what we see, what we're seeing and hearing. We don't want to believe that. How could this happen? This is not what I expected. This is not what I expected from this person, from this situation. John the Baptist, sitting in his prison cell, is having a Wizard of Oz moment. He's had plenty of time to reflect and to think about his expectations of the Messiah, of Jesus. And he's fearing that his expectations may have been misplaced. John had spent his whole ministry pointing out the one to come, pointing out Jesus, the Lamb of God. And well, it's not looking so good. That Messiah is not behind the curtain. Last Sunday, we heard an earlier story about John the Baptist and his message of repentance. He preached with bold certainty that God would send one who would clear that threshing floor, who would gather the wheat and the chaff,
separate them and burn the chaff? Did the shouting prophet not expect a shouting Messiah? Anyone who would call the Pharisees and the Sadducees a brood of vipers is someone who was willing to take a gamble. Did John count on God's judgment to back him up? He knew what he was preaching about. Repent, because the Messiah is coming. Change your life. Did he expect a Messiah who would bring God's judgment, a great spiritual battle that would transform everything with all those evil people facing God's judgment? Finally, with the coming of the Messiah, all things would be made right. Matthew writes, when John heard what Jesus, the Messiah, was doing, Matthew could have written, when John heard what Jesus, the Messiah, was not doing, Jesus was not fitting in to John's expectation of what the messianic mission was all about. Jesus was not following the outline of what John had laid out for him, that smooth path to a successful messiahship. John told people that the axe was already lying at the root of the tree, ready to chop down all those unworthy trees. He had promised that the chaff would be burned with unquenchable fire. But Jesus didn't seem to be pointing any fingers of judgment. There was no smoking pile of sinners. This was more than a slight disappointment for John. This was a great Wizard of Oz moment of dashed expectations. There he was, sitting in prison, awaiting his own execution because he had pointed to Herod in his less than honest and loving marriage. If Jesus was looking for some chaff worth burning, he could start by lighting a fire under Herod and getting John out of prison, by the way. But there was Jesus proclaiming forgiveness, healing the sick, bringing good news to the poor. Was that what Jesus was supposed to be doing? Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? What Jesus was saying, what Jesus was doing, was not what John was expecting or even hoping for. So John sends his disciples to ask, to put the question to his doubts. Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? We all have expectations about the kind of Messiah we want. Some of us want, like John, a fire and brimstone Messiah who points out to where everyone else is doing wrong. That's the kind of Messiah we want. To point out the mistakes of all those people who have mistakes. We want that kind of Messiah to set things right. Some of us want a Messiah, a God who will be on our side in every issue, a Jesus who will champion our favorite issue. Some of us want a gentle shepherd who will not demand anything of us, but only assure us that we are special and loved. Sooner or later, however, the curtain is pulled aside And our ideas of Jesus come face to face with what is really going on. Both in Scripture and in the world that we live in, Jesus, the real Jesus, the true Messiah, Shepherd, Lord, Friend, Savior, Healer, that Jesus at times will fail our expectations. And we ask, and we hear Jesus asking us, do you want to follow the true Christ? Or do you want to worship your idea of who the Messiah should be? Do you want a relationship with the true Christ, or merely the comfort of worshiping a God of your own making? John was wondering if Jesus was truly the one, if he was the one in whom he should hope. And rather than muddle around in his doubts, John went to the source. Well, since he was in prison, he had to send disciples. But the disciples went right to Jesus. And that's where we should go, with our doubts and with our concerns and wonderings. We should go to our gathering and community, to our prayer and study, to our sharing the word and the reception of Holy Communion, in our worship and in our praise, even as we live with our doubts and our flawed expectations. Jesus wasn't exactly what John was expecting. He was more. He brought fire. Not the fire of destruction, but the fire of the Holy Spirit. He looked for sinners, but not to cast judgment, but to bless them with forgiveness. And he really did let the poor have it. Grace, that is. He let them have grace and blessings and good news. So maybe Jesus did fulfill the expectations of John. He brought fire. He looked for sinners. He looked for the poor. And he gave grace and forgiveness and healing. John couldn't see behind that curtain, so he asked. And in response, he received more than he expected. He heard the good news of the Messiah. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news brought to them. When we find ourselves in a Wizard of Oz moment, we know that whatever our misgivings, whatever our disappointments, God is not disappointed in us. God comes to us anyway, always eager to join us in our weakness, to hold us in our doubts and insecurity, to comfort us in our fears. Jesus, the Messiah, came for the weak and the vulnerable, for the doubters and the questioners. In other words, Jesus, the Messiah, came for us. Just as we are, came for us. Emmanuel, God with us. Come, Lord Jesus.